Marketing for startups is hard work. You've got long hours, small teams, and finding inspiration in the midst of all that stress can feel impossible. Thankfully, HubSpot for Startups can help you grow your business without growing your stress. Their all-in-one platform connects all your teams together. They have a bunch of resources to help you scale, and they offer discounts up to 90% off. So if you're ready to crush your marketing, look no further than HubSpot for Startups. To see how much you can save, visit HubSpot.com/startups. If you are on a marketing team and you have found that your team is not quite aligned around the message and people are timid about writing emails, you know there's so much talent and brain power in that room. We're just not all on the same page. There's a couple tips that we want to run through to begin the process of getting you on the same page, and it's going to actually culminate in the one-liner. Spoiler, we're headed towards a one-liner. But there's some things you can do right now with your team that really can begin the process of aligning them around a single message. I'm about to start the show. Hello, Hero Maker. Welcome to the Marketing Made Simple podcast, powered by StoryBrand and brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, where we believe your marketing should be easy and it should work. I am your host, Dr. JJ Peterson, and I am joined by my co-host, April Sunshine Hawkins. Hi, April.
Hey, JJ, and hello, Hero Maker. Okay, JJ, you just got back from Social Media Marketing World, an event in Cali, is that right?
Yes, I was in San Diego.
I saw all of the posts on Instagram, of course, the resharing of all the stories. I mean, you were a gigantic hit. No surprise there. People were standing in line being like, I've got to get a picture with Dr. JJ Peterson. I've got to ask him my questions. I've got to do all this. And so I just want to hear, like, how did it go? How was it, like, accepting all of that love and praise and the fandom? How was it?
Well, the tacos were fantastic. I'll start there. I did have Mexican food multiple times.
Yes.
Because some of my favorite restaurants in the world are in San Diego, and they are taco shops. So once I got that out of the way. Then we got down to business, and it was actually a really fun conference. If you've never been, we don't have an affiliate. This is no promotion. This is just, it really was a great conference that really focused on, first and foremost, social media marketing and then digital marketing as a whole. And I got invited to speak at it, and I shared the StoryBrand framework. And I specifically talked about the StoryBrand framework and then helped people create one-liners. And after they created their one-liner, you know, our time was up. I was giving some feedback in the room, and then I went outside and I said, hey, I'll talk to a few people afterwards if you want to come run it by me. And the line ended up going for over an hour of people like asking
Amazing.
Me about their one-liner.
Yes.
And so I hope that a lot of people got a lot of help. I mean, we've covered the one-liner here on our podcast. So Hero Maker, you know what that's like to kind of find that clarity for your message. But just to be able to help people was so cool. And I felt so welcomed and warm. And of course, it was literally warm in San Diego. And I got to see the ocean. It was phenomenal. But one of the things about it that I kind of walked away with, because sometimes even for us, we are so close to this thing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We're so close to StoryBrand and so close to one-liners and helping people clarify their message that sometimes, I'll be very honest, I kind of forget the power of it.
Absolutely.
Because I just, and not forget the power, I guess that's not quite the right way to say it, but I forget how much it really can change an organization. I mean, we work with individual organizations all the time. We work with guides all the time. And so I see it in the room, but a lot of times we're behind a microphone or we're behind a camera giving a webinar and you don't get to see the actual results with people on a regular basis. And I was just reminded once again of how powerful this framework is. And I came back wanting to go, okay, if we could give our Hero Makers a gift right now, like on the next episode that we're going to record, what would the gift be? And the gift would be, if you are going to do one thing for you and your team in particular, what I would give you would be a strong one-liner. I really would. I would say that the way that you can kind of clarify your own message and the way you can specifically, if you have a team of people that you work with on a regular basis, the way that you could start. Now, you ultimately want to go through the whole process, but the way to start clarifying your message and getting your team on the whole same page is with a one-liner. And we've talked about it before, but I think bringing it back and really sharing some of that is going to be a gift that after being at the conference, I saw people's eyes light up and get so excited they could go back and share this with their team that I thought, if we're going to give the gift, this is going to be the gift.
I love that, JJ, because like I've just gotten done with a private workshop recently and we worked on their one-liner at the end of, you know, two very amazing, powerful days where their whole team stacked hands on what their message is. And then it was distilled down into a very repeatable, memorizable fashion so that the whole team can be speaking with one voice about a message that they helped craft. You know, like businesses are always changing and evolving. And a lot of the times the message can get muddy and lost, or different people have different ideas about what the company should be about. And so to spend the 2 days going through it and having everybody's buy-in, huge. And so then to do the one-liner, I mean, it just makes so much sense.
Well, and what happens too when you have that, when people are saying different messaging or not everybody's on the same page, not only does it confuse your customers, but it actually in many ways paralyzes your team, right? It means that then the person in charge, whether it's the owner of the company or the head of marketing, then has to sit there and go, well, I'm the one who has to look at everything that goes out this door because we need to make sure it's on the same page. What that means is then your team is not excited to write emails or website copy because they know the boss is going to fix it anyway, or whatever they say isn't going to matter. So then they become timid about creating messaging because they don't know what they should be doing and they haven't been given the directive. And the reality is it doesn't take that much time to get everybody on the same page. But it does take pausing, taking a little bit of space, carving out some space to understand how do we get everybody on the same page, saying the same thing. So not only do our customers respond well to it, but so does our team. And so I wanted to start with a couple of things. So kind of leading up to the one-liner, there's a couple of things that if you are on a marketing team and you have found that your team is not quite aligned around the message and people are timid about writing emails, you know, there's so much talent and brain power in that room. Like when you get together with your team, you're looking around and going, these are very smart people who know what they're doing. We're just not all on the same page. There's a couple tips that we want to run through to begin the process of getting you on the same page. And it's going to actually culminate in the one-liner. Spoiler, we're headed towards a one-liner. But there's some things you can do right now with your team that really can begin the process of aligning them around a single message. And so the first thing, if you have a marketing team or you even work in a company, maybe you're the only marketer, but you work in an overall company where really everybody is in sales and marketing.
That's right. Really, truly.
In that space. If you are in a small company and you're the only true marketer, everybody is sales and marketing. That's just how it works. Here's the first thing you need to do. The first thing you need to do, just for your own information, is walk around and ask everybody on the team, what do we do? Just start there. Because that is going to start to reveal to you where everybody is on the team. Like, are you aligned at all? Because you might already be aligned. But I bet if you start asking people what you do, you're going to start hearing different answers. Or people are going to say things like, well, it's kind of complicated, or I'm embarrassed to say. If your team is not confident right off the bat to easily explain what it is that you do and how you make your customer's life better, then you're missing out. So I think step one is just go around and for your own information and ask your team or ask everybody in your company, what is it that we do?
After you've done that, and most likely people are going to be mismatched. There's going to be either ambiguity in their answers. They're going to just give you a bunch of word salad. They're just going to start talking, and then they're just going to keep talking and talking and talking and talking, kind of looking for the answer. Or you're just going to get a bunch of different types of responses. And so what you want to do after that is get everybody in a room together and say, what's the problem that we solve for our customers? What is the main thing that we want to be known in the marketplace for solving? Because that is really the first step to creating a really strong one-liner.
And you've heard us talk about this all the time, really, where when you're telling a story or when you're watching a movie, the hook of the story is always when the main character encounters a problem. So that's why we talk about talking about your problem all the time. If you're not talking about the problem that you solve for your customers, they're not paying attention. So getting your team aligned around that singular problem, that main problem that you solve, is going to be the next step that you need to take in order to create a clear message and get everybody on the same page, which then leads us to the third step that we're going to give you, which is create a one-liner. So the first step that you want to do with your team is really stop and ask them, what is it that you do, just to kind of see where you're at, kind of give you a baseline. The second thing is to get everybody in a room and identify the problem that you solve, because that really kicks off your story, continues to align your team around where your message is headed. And then the third step is really to take that problem and begin the process of turning it into a one-liner. Now, if you've been around StoryBrand or Marketing Made Simple for a while, you know that a one-liner is almost your elevator pitch. It is the quick way that you explain what it is that you offer in a way that is interesting to customers. It really invites them into a story. And if you can create a good one-liner for your team, then everybody is going to start with a very clear, simple message. It's not the full message. It's not all your emails. It's not everything that's going on your website. You need to create that longer story using the StoryBrand framework. But your short story, your quick elevator pitch, is called a one-liner. Nudge Podcast, hosted by Phil Agnew, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Have you ever noticed how the smallest changes can have the biggest impact? Well, on Nudge, you learn simple, evidence-based tips to help you kick bad habits, get a raise, and even grow a business. Every bite-sized 20-minute show comes packed with practical advice from admired entrepreneurs and behavioral scientists. To the Hero Maker listening, you are going to love this show. I love this show. I got to be on the show. We've actually had Phil on our show. And the reason I love it is because it discusses the psychology behind stellar marketing. And in a recent episode titled, Should I Share All My Secrets? Phil actually talks to John Lee Dumas, host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, one of the world's most popular business podcasts. And John shares almost everything from his exact monthly income, his tax saving schemes, his intimate tours of his home. I mean, they really get into the psychology behind sharing secrets and how John's business benefited from all of his transparency. Go and listen to Nudge. You're going to get great tips out of it, and you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, back to the show.
To review what a one-liner is, the three different parts that make up the one-liner are: first, identify the problem that your customer is having, which you've already done with your team, which is great. Then, how do you clearly and succinctly say what the solution is to that problem? Of course, that's the thing that you offer, the thing that you are selling. And then, success. How will your customer's life be better and experience success after solving that problem and experiencing your solution?
So an example would be, let's say you are Acme Feed and Seed, okay? And instead of saying, if somebody says, what do? The gut reaction would be to say, we sell farm supplies. But instead of doing that, let's invite customers into a story and we hook them by starting with their problem. So what Acme Feed and Seed should actually say is something like, most farmers waste a ton of time because they have to go to multiple stores to find the grain, the seeds, and the equipment that that they need. At Acme Feed and Seed, we have everything under one roof so you can save time and get back to the farming that you love. Notice how there's three parts to that. I started with the problem, then positioned our solution in the middle, then talked about what our customer success was going to be like after they've come and bought from our store. That is the one-liner formula. And you can create this for your team. If you've already gone through step two, which is identify the problem, now what you need to do is sit your team down and go, all right, how do we talk about then how we solve that problem? And then what are the successful results, or what is our customer's life like after they've worked with us? That simple formula will invite your customers into a story and give you a clear foundation for your marketing. I genuinely believe this is one of the most valuable things that you can do for your team, is create a short, succinct story. Now, a couple things you want to think about when creating this. April said it earlier, you need to be able to memorize this, so keep it short. Do not go on and on and on about all the things you do. This is a quick elevator pitch to get people curious about your product or service. So you don't need to say, at Acme Feed and Seed, we not only have tractors, but we also do training, and we also have pitchforks, and we have seeds, and we have cattle feed, and we have no. Just say we keep everything under one roof. That's it. Keep it short, because you want your whole team to be able to memorize it. And the more you go on and on, not only is that confusing and overwhelming for your customer, but it's confusing and overwhelming for your team. So keep it short. This is not everything you do. This is just to make people curious. And then in the successful results section, you want to make sure that the results that you're talking about are the successful results once their problem that you already mentioned is solved. So with Acme Feed and Seed, we started out by saying most farmers waste a ton of time. We did not start out by saying most farmers can't find the equipment they need. If we had started with most farmers can't find the equipment they need, then in the successful results, we would say you would get all the equipment you need. What we said is you get back time and can get back to farming. So you need to make sure that the results that you talk about, the success your customer is having, is a direct success or result of their problem being solved. Those really are the two mistakes that I see people make in creating one-liners. They put way too much information in, and it's not a cohesive story. The problem and the results don't match. If you can do that, you're going to be ahead of the game just right off the bat. And all your team is going to be excited because they have a common direction. They're going to feel free to actually be able to create the content that they want. And you, as a person kind of in charge, are no longer going to feel the weight of being the only person who understands what message you're trying to put out there. If you can start with this, this is not, like I said, it's not the end, but these are your first three steps really to take in order to get everybody in your company, everybody on your team on the same page.
So let me just repeat back the actionable step for this week, because JJ, you've outlined it so well. First step, talk to every single person on your team and ask them, so what do we do? Get an answer. See if people are aligned or if they are not. If they're not, get everybody in a room. Start by just teasing out what is the problem we want to be known for solving. Because yes, you do. You solve so many different problems. But with a one-liner, you want everyone to memorize. You want to be talking about the problem you want to be known the most for solving. The one that is going to get people in the door first. Then after that, you can go through and refine the one-liner using the one-liner formula. Step one, really hone in on what that problem is, then position your product as the solution to that problem, and then identify some successful results that your customer is going to experience if their problem is solved.
And I promise you, when you do this, it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
It really will. And we see it all the time.
Yeah.
We, April and I, get to go in and work with companies. We do private workshops, and we go in and spend a day and a half, and we teach the story brand framework. So we start from the very beginning and walk through what are the elements of a good story and why is story important. Then we actually go through and we help them create messaging points for each of the seven elements of the story brand framework so that they have one page page that contains all of their marketing messaging. We call it a brand script. So we create a brand script with companies, and then we close out the day by actually moving that language into marketing collateral. Specifically, one of the first things we always do is create a one-liner, because it is the most effective thing you can do, in my opinion, to get your team on the same page. Then we go through and say, all right, what does it look like on a website? What does it look like in emails? What does this look like in lead generators? What does it look like in social media? But sometimes we don't do all those things because companies don't need all those things, but every company needs a one-liner. And so if your team is kind of in this space, first thing I want you to do is I want you to go through the process and ultimately ask the question, understand the problem, and then create a one-liner. And if you are struggling to get your team on the same page, or you want to go to that next level with it, reach out to us. We can actually come in and work with your whole team over a day and a half and help them get aligned around a single message. And really what ends up happening is everybody feels the freedom to then create incredible marketing work. They have direction. They are more effective in what they do. And ultimately more customers get the products they need to solve their problem. So if you would like to bring in a private workshop facilitator like April or myself, we have a whole team of people that do this. You can go to storybrand.com/private, and we will take that work that you started with the one-liner, and we will ultimately expand it to all of your messaging and all of your marketing. That's storybrand.com/private. And the reason you want to do this is because when you are clear in how you are communicating your message on your website, in your emails, with lead generators, and everybody is using that common language over and over and over again, it makes it so much easier for your customers, your heroes, to buy the products and service they need. You are burning all the calories in trying to figure out your message. You are going through the work to create a clear message so that your customers don't have to. It is a gift for your customers. It is a gift for your team, and it is a gift for you. It really is you playing the guide. You are clarifying your message so that more and more people can solve their problems. When you give your team the tools they need to create clear marketing, you are helping your entire team become hero makers. They get to be a part of the process of helping your customers understand that your product or service can solve a problem for them and ultimately make their life better. That is what makes you the ultimate guide, and that's what makes you and your entire team hero makers. All right, well, that's all for this week's episode of Marketing Made Simple. Thank you so much for listening and believing like us that your marketing should be easy and it should work. Follow Marketing Made Simple wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, please rate and review the show, letting us know how these tips are clarifying your message and growing your business. We'll see you next week.